Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the best red zone passers in football for a long time. To the ground here. Gainwell is in for the Pittsburgh touchdown.
You know, forget my perception of it. We're 3-1. And that's all that matters. You know, would I like to be 4-0? Certainly. But we are what we are. I've learned not to, you know, kid myself. You are what your record says you are, and so that's where we are going into the bye, and I can take it.
Fan weather in Pittsburgh today, a little overcast. It will be on the warmer side, highs in the high 70s, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We're 3-1 in Chris Muller's personal scorebook. The Steelers are 1-3 because the last two wins have felt like losses. Malzi has come in here today and crucified Tomlin for the final 4.5 minutes of this game, for Tomlin butchering the game management of things. And we have solicited and taken your calls on that and engaged your reaction at 412-937-0. I tend to think in a win...
928-937-0.
Thank you. I tend to think in a win, when Tomlin was brilliant for pretty much the first 55 minutes of this game and you win, that still overshadows some of the mistakes that he allegedly made at the end of the game. One of the mistakes that we're killing him for, you're killing him for, I should say, actually worked, because they punted and they got an interception to seal it. So he put the game in the hands of the defense because he trusted the defense. The defense came through and did indeed win the game for him. One of your favorites, Malzi, who agrees with you on this, is Alex Cazora. Steelers film critic on social media.
Was he Roger Ebert?
Pretty much.
Gene Siskel of Steelers film. No, I think Alex does a very good job.
He labeled Mike Tomlin a loser.
Like, did he do a winners game and losers bit?
Yes, he called Tomlin a loser.
Because just saying, you know, this guy is a real loser broadly and not in the context of a winners and losers breakdown would be a little harsh.
Not a winner for the great offensive game plan. Not a winner for his defense, wreaking havoc, causing Carson Wentz to throw two interceptions, sacking him 6 times. It's the fourth quarter and the Vikings, with an offensive genius, are stuck on 6 points. The Vikings, after the Steelers have had trouble stopping the run in 2 games and a little bit of the 3rd game because of Drake May's mobility, pretty much shut down the Vikings' run game in this one. All things that I think should get ascribed to the head coach when they work. And yet, he's a loser in this game because of his decision to punt on 4th down, and also the decision they made down near the goal line, not only to go for it, but the play they chose when they went for it. A loser that undid everything and then some that Tomlin did to put his team in position to win a game that most Steelers fans, with the exception of Donnie Football and his clairvoyance, thought that the Steelers were going to lose yesterday.
I feel like I'm in good company. I also discovered in searching up for what Alex wrote that he's got like 6 different people who have made burner accounts or fake accounts of him on Twitter, which is
a flex.
Yeah, it's an impressive flex. I think you at your peak only have like 4 or 5.
Man. I got to get my fastball back, apparently. If people don't want to pretend to be
me
anymore,
there's gonna be, maybe there's going to be some popping up of me today now that I've taken the usual pony stance in this game.
I got Chris Mack making fun of intern Dom, and I'm catching strays in the whole thing today.
Oh, that's nice.
Man, just sucks to be me, I guess.
Isn't that Penn State fan on Penn State fan crime there? Because isn't intern Dom a Penn State fan?
He is, and he has said things like James Franklin should be fired, and James Franklin will be better off as an NFL head coach than a college coach. And that has gotten him into the Mac crosshairs.
Interesting. I think Alex is right. I obviously do.
Obviously,
dude,
that's what you started the show with.
And I don't know, man. Like, I would love, the most encouraging thing for me would almost just be to see that Mike Tomlin is going to make smart percentage plays and not always be dissuaded by, like, the result of the play. Just, like, the idea you've had this incredible game rushing the football.
Mm-hmm.
So good that Vikings defenders, I'm sure you saw this, had to come out and say that the Steelers had a good game plan to like take them out of out of the game, kind of. That's what we've been citing. You have
You're
this
not
stuff.
Really citing it. You're saying it and then crushing him for the things that happened at the end of the game.
But why would you not, on 4th and 18 inches, go for it? Because I can also make the other argument people like to put out there in this situation. If you ultimately punted because you trust your defense, then go for it. That shows even more trust in your defense because it allows for the fact that you might get stopped, then your defense really has to bow its back.
I just need to revisit what you said earlier. If they go for it on 4th down there, get stuffed, Vikings get the ball, short field, kick a field goal, go to overtime, Vikings win.
Yes.
You'd feel better about Tomlin losing the game that way than having won it the way that they did.
I would feel better that he had made the correct process choice. And I can much easier
say
the team...
who's saying it's the right process? You as the arbiter of what good process and bad process is in a football game?
I don't know.
Game?
There are numerous mathematical bots whose literal like purpose on this planet, they were created to use things like win probability added to determine whether a team should go for it. You've heard of Ben Baldwin's bot.
Oh, Benny Baldwin. Related to Alec.
Ben bought Baldwin.
James Baldwin.
Yes, he has. No, Alec and James Baldwin, very different.
James Baldwin, the White Sox pitcher?
No, I was talking about James Baldwin, the
the writer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think James Baldwin, the pitcher, not related to Alec Baldwin, the actor either, but that's neither here nor there. He does his 4th down decision bot. It just crunches the numbers.
Sure.
4th and 1 from the Minnesota 40, 108 to go. Recommendation, very strong.
Go for it. Yeah.
9.3 win probability added. If you go for it and you succeed in getting it, you win 100% of the time. If you fail to get it, you still win 67% of the time. Here's the funniest part. Punting was the third best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Decision, it looks like, because they couldn't even come up with what your probabilities are if you punt the ball.
Because they're claiming no one punts in that situation.
Field goal attempt, they thought, was probably a similarly like potential successful play.
I didn't think about Boswell. I did not think about Boswell. Maybe I should have.
My point is, I was scanning through his that timeline of that account because I like to see it. The New York Times has a separate one that's probably similarly based.
Yep.
I'm willing to bet that that was the strongest go-for-it decision, like the math supported it, of any like up-in-the-air decision this weekend, and Mike punted. And I am just not going to give him flowers for his defense managing to hold on after he made the wrong decision.
But you've also ripped him for doing a percentage play today. So you are just very difficult to please. He goes forward on 4th and 3.
I ripped him for the specific play call when he made the right percentage
play. Ballsy! Go look at what these brainiacs say about that. Their big thing is you, in the red zone, running on short yardage is a better percentage play than passing in short yardage. All of the data backs that up. Go look up your Aaron shots and your
mean
times.
Are you talking about like specifically a goal line fade, for example?
No, just what results in touchdowns more? Successful plays in that situation.
I'd rather have the ball in the air myself.
Well, yes, but that's not based on the percentages. That's just based on old Chris Muller's gut.
Did those same people that say it's a better percentage play to run it from there like the play call? Did any of them sound off?
I don't know.
Was Aaron Schatz out there? I don't know, Chris, but when
you're running the ball with Kenneth Gainwell at will there, I can't see why they wouldn't have liked that call in that situation.
To me, the math can say what it wants there, and I recognize
rank
hypocrisy.
You're picking math over wins here. You said, give me the percentage play by the coach, and if it backfires, who cares, because the math was good.
Then I guess you know what? If I'm going to be Mr. Math Steady here, great job running the ball. They could have gotten an extra yard, and it would have been fine.
Donnie, do you agree with Chris? You'd rather have Tomlin go for it, and even if it blows up in his face, at least he shows you that he knows math and he knows percentages?
I'd rather them win, and that's what they did. I think that he and Artie Smith coach circles around the two coaches that we praised all week.
And
Malsey
said bad game from Tomlin.
No, I'm not going to get there. I mean, we have a lot we can jump on Mike Tomlin about. I'm not going to be upset over the last few minutes of the game because he didn't play the percentage points the right way. He had a good, his defense that we will get on him for when they play poorly, they were flying around, and Artie Smith, his offense was better than the Brian Flores defense.
Do you have umbrage with any decisions he made late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, do I think it was perfect? No. I mean, I thought the play where they punted, they should have gone for it there.
Yep.
They just took the penalty because they wanted to give Corliss Waitman more room, and he just booted it out of the end zone anyway.
Your landlord, Donnie, thinks that that punt was so unusually bad. His theory, he messaged me this, is that Waitman was told to punt it out of the end zone or into the end zone like that for reasons nobody can figure out other than what maybe like
afraid that a return is going to go to the house or something like that?
Hold on.
It netted him 19 yards.
But let me ask this, because that was what I thought.
Trust your defense more than your special teams there?
What percentage of punts for like when you're in a coffin corner situation even get returned? By the time the punt coverage team gets down there, they're usually just standing next to the return man.
I mean, we did see two punts for touchdowns yesterday. I don't know exactly where all those
started from. I would be willing to bet the number of punt return touchdowns that emanate from a punt that starts in plus territory is virtually none.
But Donnie, my take on that is he trusted his defense and the defense came through for him. So how can I rip him for that?
No, I mean, like,
you know,
that,
in the
that
end,
part
he was
is
right.
Correct. That's really one of the only things that I have a gripe with.
But I can't even have a big gripe with it because it worked for
him. But I think your main reason...
You know what I mean?
The main reason you don't have gripes is because you respect the two other coaches so much.
That's a big part of it, but...
And they're a whopping 2-2 on the year and got smoked by the Atlanta Falcons.
Let me make a baseball analogy for a second, just to see how far you're willing to take things. If the right call, percentage-wise, is to hit a certain guy because he's got a better career on OPS and better career numbers against a specific pitcher or a specific type of pitcher, lefty versus righty... And instead of going with that guy, a manager has a hunch and goes with somebody else with worse numbers. And that guy comes through with a big hit to win the game. Do you then rip the manager because he didn't do the percentage right thing?
I say this exact thing. Tip of the cap to him here. He went with his gut and got it right. But the math says he would have gotten it wrong more often than not. I'm just not going to give guys credit for bad process that yields good results. And this was like the literal... dictionary definition of bad process, good results.
Leslie's on the fan. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Leslie.
Leslie, you sound like you're in a good mood. That doesn't sound like someone who hates Mike Tomlin this afternoon.
I'm definitely hashtag Team Tomlin. I called to disagree with Chris wholeheartedly. I was prepared to yell at Pony today, and you guys completely...
Wait, why were you prepared to yell at Pony? Did you assume he would have my take and I would have his?
No, because Pony, like, I blame him for dragging you to the dark side. Like, I think that, yeah, I guess I do. But, like, he came back on that. Like, Tony took it back. And he literally was able to admit he was wrong. But why you're still clinging to this, Chris, I just don't understand. Mike Tomlin completely outcoached Brian Flores and the Precious Vikings or whatever. Like,
exactly. And he admits that to some degree, but then he says it was still a bad game.
Leslie, he outcoached O'Connell for sure,
yeah,
and outcoached Flores by helping Arthur Smith devise a game plan that the Vikings defenders had to admit was not, yep, a good, you know, was not a good fit for what they wanted to do.
Yep.
But I must say, I am going to be left more with the memory of the bad 5 or 6 minutes because they were so bad situationally that they almost undid the first 54. That just means, like, if he got an A minus for the first 54, he gets an F minus for the last six.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.